It's time for Fairbanks Foodies on KFAR Radio, discussing everything about food and spirits in Fairbanks. Fairbanks Foodies is being brought to you by Fairbanks Beer, Ivory Jack's, Rat Pack Cigar, and Quality Food Sales. Now your host, David Prues.
Fairbanks, how are you doing? I hope you're doing well on this wonderful December day. We're getting through December, enjoying ourselves. It is a Christmas holiday season. Tonight, the KFAR gang, along with everyone else at the radio station, we're having our Christmas party. And I just want to give a shout out to the people who I work with here at the radio station. They treat me so well. Even though I'm very, very part-time, very limited, whenever I'm here, they just treat me like I'm one of the gang, one of the crew. Such good camaraderie here. And over the holiday season, I hope you appreciate those things where you work, your family, the friends you interact with. I'm a very fortunate person. I'm a very fortunate Fairbankson. I get to do exactly what I want to do, exactly where I want to do it, and it's Fairbanks, Alaska. And it's real estate. I got a Dalmatian, and I work with a great crew down here at the radio station, and they allow me to be myself and do those things I like to do on the radio. And when you can do that, it's you certainly are blessed. And this is the time of season. I hope you reflect upon that and enjoy it. So now, back to our food. It is the holiday season, but I love scallops. I've always loved scallops. When I was, about 30 years old, a very close friend of mine who lives in Fairbanks now, Ed Randolph, State Farm agent, he was living on Kodiak. And we went to F Street Station in Anchorage. I was living there and he was visiting. And I had a really good dish of scallops there at the F Street Station. The first real set of scallops, I'm not a fish person, but I had these scallops and man, they were incredible. So Ed saw how I liked them and it was around the Christmas time and that's the scallop season in Kodiak. So he sent me in a container a 40 pound burlap bag of scallops that I bought from a friend of his, a commercial fisherman who went out and got the scallops. So all of a sudden, for the next 3 months, about once a week or twice a week, I would go and I'd do a scallop dish. And that's where I fell in love with scallops. And you can, if you want to get scallops fresh off the tender, this is the time of year to do it. Give Trident Seafoods down there, Icicle, look up on the internet different tender companies or what I would say processing firms. And you can get scallops delivered here in Fairbanks. And do it, and it's enjoyable. Scallops are fantastic. They're very elegant. They're very tasty, depending on how you do it. The elegance of a fine scallop plate is wonderful. It's just wonderful. And the flavors you can infuse in them using different herbs and spices. But the key is not overcooking the scallop. And the scallops you get out of Kodiak, they're the mondo. They're the big ones. They are the 12 to 14 to the pound. They're the circumference of about 2.5 inches round. And they're about an inch and a quarter thick. And they are beautiful. They're big. They're bold. That's where you get your scallops. Hopefully you're taking notes on this. And if you're not, again, you can go to kfarradio.com, go to audio archives, and look under the audio archives of Fairbanks Foodies, and you'll find this there. And anyway, and along with all of our shows, I hope you enjoy it. So, the key to cooking the scallop is not overcooking it, and searing it is what you want to do with an olive oil, a vegetable oil, something that has a high temperature. And what you want to do is you want to put, say, a tablespoon of oil in your saute pan, depending on how many you're going to cook. And get that on, turn your burner up to about 90%, and let your oil start smoking. Before you do anything, let the oil smoke. Get a good smoke coming out of it. And then it's ready. But then you put your scallops down, you're going to hear the sear. you're going to hear the sear going. And what you do is, on a good-sized scallops, you sear it for 3 minutes on one side, then you sear it for 2 minutes on the other side. Then you take it off and you serve it immediately. Then the question is how are you going to flavor it? What are you doing with it? There's so many ways to do it. You know, I've done blackened scallops. Get a good blackening sauce, you know, or a seasoning that you put together. Look up a good Cajun or a Creole or good herb. There are so many ways to do it. So many ways you can cook scallops, what you can add them to. Pastas are great. Putting them into a rice dish, on top of a rice dish. Are you going to make a sauce to cover the top of it? There's so many things you can do with scallops, and I hope you enjoy it, and I hope you do it well. And here's my three favorites. My most favorite one is the Greens Restaurant. Go to the Greens Restaurant, what I think is the best in Fairbanks. Go discover it. Now, when you go buy scallops, it's not, you know, it's an appetizer, and it's not the cheap appetizer, but it's the best appetizer. The Greens Restaurant, they're out at the golf course, has the best scallops. Followed very, very closely. Barely in second place, a tie for second place. The Pump House. Their bacon-wrapped scallop there is incredible. And the presentation on these plates that these three restaurants give you is incredible. And then Lavelle's. They have a beautiful scallop, and it's a lemon aioli scallop sauce. Now, you're going to have a favorite. My favorite is the Greens. Followed very, very closely by the Pump House and Lavelle's. Three fantastic restaurants that know how to sell, serve, and make scallops. And when I say that, selling it, 50% of your taste is visual. And you see these things come out and you say to yourself, oh my goodness, I can't wait to have this. This looks fantastic. And yes it is. Anyway, go get your scallops. Order them from out of Kodiak. They're incredible. It is the season to be jolly, and the season to order your scallops. Fresh to your table. So do it, just do it. Once you do it, you're addicted. There's no going back. And you learned it here on Fairbanks Foodies, KFAR Radio, over the Christmas season. Now also, I went to two restaurants this week, and I'm going to tell you about. I made reservations for the library. And me being me, I probably made them on the wrong date. Go there at 7 o'clock on a Saturday night. They don't see my name down there, but they're fantastic. They're incredible. They were able to seat me. And that's what you look for, you know, when you as the person might have screwed this up, and you're with a date, and they save you, and they put you down at a seat, that's a keeper restaurant. So thank you, the library, for making me look pretty good when I was adult. And I do that fairly easily, looking like an adult, so those guys really helped me out a lot. Now, we had two things. The first thing we had was the chicken pesto flatbread. Oh, fantastic. With the nice chicken breast, moist, tender, the pesto sauce they made up, and then the Gruyere or the cheese that they had on there might have been Swiss. It was fantastic. It was not crisp. It was just perfect bread. It's like an Italian white sauce pizza, and it was fantastic. Big shout out to that. But the showstopper was the second thing we ordered. And that's a charcuterie plate. That's right, charcuterie. And I don't know, there's a charcuterie company that makes boards for you, and I'm going to get them in here and go through it with them. But the charcuterie plate that we had was incredible. And what charcuterie plate does is it puts many styles of a little food on a plate for you to form together and try something. On our charcuterie plate, we had bread that if you want to put a spread on. We had two types of spread. We had strawberry jam and stone ground mustard. We had bread, some nice little sliced bread, and We had crackers, we had dried mango, salami, smoked ham, honey ham. We had three meats. Then we had three different types of cheeses, and you had the cheese knives there. Then we had pickles, a couple different types of olives, and red grapes. Now, the red grapes and the crackers, I used to cleanse my palate. And what I would do is I'd make combinations. And it's fantastic combinations. And you don't need to put it on bread. What I would do is that smoked ham or that honey mustard or the salami, I'd put a piece of that down. And on top of it, I'd put either the mustard or the jam. And I'd put some cheese. And I'd throw something else in there, like a type that have two or three different types of olives in there. Then I'd wrap it all up, and I'd eat it. And oh my goodness. And what a charcuterie plate allows you to do is exactly that. Try different flavorful combinations of cheese and meats. And what's your spread? Stone ground mustard or the jam, the strawberry jam? It was fantastic. That charcuterie plate is a great dinner for two. It is a great dinner for two. And you have the mango there too. We enjoyed it. Walked out of there stuffed. Had two wonderful cocktails. I had the Cosmopolitans, two of them. Oh, fantastic. Just fantastic. Go there. Make your reservation. Don't be Dave. You hear that a lot on the radio station. Don't be a Dave. Make your reservation. And if you are a Dave, they're going to pick you up. They are fantastic. Shout out to them. Big shout out to them. High recommendation. Now, here's another recommendation. Have you been to the Shogun restaurant there on Geist Road? I remember going there a few years ago when it first opened. And so I was over at some friend's house watching Thursday Night Football. They're Seattle fans. I'm a Dallas fan. My team won. Great game. Yada, yada, yada. But as I'm leaving, I said to my friend, his wife, let's go to dinner tomorrow night. I'm buying. You choose wherever you want to go. Had a great evening with you. Thank you for hosting me. Let's go out tomorrow night on Friday night, and you choose where we're going to go. And so I got a call from my friend Linda, and she said, let's go to the Shogun. I said, fantastic. They don't take reservations. We got there at 6:30. There's four of us. And we're at a table with another five people. So we're at a table of nine. And it's a wonderful show. First of all, the food is very good. The food is very good. And you have different aspects you can get by itself, the hibachi plates. But the way they come out and they do the fried rice, they do the pasta, they do the soup for you, the salad, and then they do your entree for you. I had the Shogun. I had the beef tenderloin. I had the chicken, and I had the lobster tail. Great price for that. I mean, fantastic. For that dinner, a fantastic price, and it was all good. And, you know, you get it. When you get it, you're enjoying it all. You're having a little bit of lobster tail, a little bit of beef tenderloin, your filet, your surf and turf, and a little bit of fowl, your chicken in there, and then you're mixing it up with your fried rice, your vegetable platter that they give you, and your pasta, your Asian pasta, and it's a great combination. It's just a great combination, and you watch the show, and if you don't want to see the show anymore, guess what? I saw people getting takeout, and I thought to myself, yeah, I had a great show. I don't have to see the show all the time. You know, it's like the Benihana, but you can get takeout there, too. Order, get your takeout, and you're having a fantastic time. So, two great restaurants to try, the Shogun and the Library. Two different styles, two different sides of town. The Library is on Lacey Street. The Shogun, it is off of Geist Road. Two wonderful evenings. Enjoyed it, and you will too. High recommendation, and go for it. Anyway, we're going to take a break, listen to some sponsors, and we'll be back after these messages.
Hi. Attention gluten haters. Finding a place to go out and eat can often be a chore. Well, now you've got a place to enjoy a great gluten-free meal at Ivory Jack's for Gluten-Free Thursdays. Complete with gluten-free lasagna or gluten-free deep-fried halibut. Or swing by any day for gluten-free pizza, burgers, and sandwiches. Even a fine selection of gluten-free beers on hand. So you can eat great and feel great. Thanks to Ivory Jack's in the heart of the Gold Stream Valley. Ivory Jack's, where the people are unusual and the parking is always gluten-free. It's great to be able to enjoy our favorite local restaurants once again. And you can thank the folks at Quality Sales Food Service. Even during the toughest of times, they were making sure local eateries had the food and supplies needed to keep their businesses open. Quality Sales Food Service, Interior Alaska's number one food supplier, teaming up with Gold Bond Marketing, have allowed them to buy in volume and keep prices low, which helps keep your dinner costs low as well. That's Quality Sales Food Service, the food suppliers for your favorite restaurants. Online at qualitysales.net. Fairbanks Foodies, brought to you by the folks at Venue and Fairbanks Beer, located right downtown across from Golden Heart Plaza. More than just beer, wine, and spirits, as they also serve breakfast and lunch with coffee and delicious breakfast burritos and more. Or for lunch, try slow-roasted pork sandwiches, soft pretzels, hand-tossed pizzas, and more. Don't forget to plan your next get-together or event at Venue on 2nd Avenue right next door, opening at 9 a.m. Tuesday through Sunday. That's Fairbanks Beer and Venue, making downtown Fairbanks awesome. Awesome. Rat Pack Cigar on Old Airport Road near Fred Meyer West, with the largest selection of cigars in Alaska and an awesome tasting room where you can kick back and enjoy a smoke with your friends in comfy leather chairs watching the game on a big screen. That's Rat Pack Cigar, with an incredible humidor filled with almost 150 varieties of cigars of the highest quality. Rat Pack Cigar, open 11 to 7, 7 days a week on Old Airport Road near Fred Meyer West. It's the all-new Rat Pack Cigar.
And now, back to Fairbanks Foodies on KFAR Radio.
Fairbanks, welcome back. I hope you're enjoying this wonderful Saturday, December afternoon. It is December. We are finally getting a little bit chilly temperatures. Not too bad. After all, December and January, then into February, that we're at the depth of it. But little by little, every day, in another wet 12, 13 days, we're going to be gaining sunlight. A very good day of demarcation. Hopefully you're having wonderful Christmas holidays and plans with friends and loved ones and co-workers and things like that. Enjoy it. Now here's a very simple but wonderful recipe that I've made over the last, I'd say 15 years. And I pull it out about once every other year. And I'll forget about it, then I'll see it, I'll say, oh, that is so good. And what it is it's an amaretto shrimp almondine. Now, it's a shrimp and pasta in a sweet, buttery amaretto sauce with almonds. So your prep time is maybe 15 minutes, your cook time is maybe 20 minutes. So it's fast, it's 30 to 40 minutes from start to fin to serving. This is good for 5 to 8 people, depending on what else you're serving. But this is what you're gonna need. You know, go to the store, get 1 pound of angel hair pasta. Now, angel hair pasta is a thinner spaghetti size. It cooks fast. You're gonna need a cup of all-purpose flour. You need salt. Go out and get 1 pound of shrimp and get the 15 to 20 per count per pound. Medium shrimp. You're going to need a half a cube of butter. Half a cube of butter. You're going to need a cup of honey. Go out and get some sliced almonds. You're going to need a half cup of sliced almonds. And if you're Italian like myself, you're already going to have the amaretto liquor in the house. But if you don't, you're going to need a half cup of amaretto liquor. And you can buy the small one, say at Fred Meyer's. You know, get the small little single servings, because you know, unless you enjoy amaretto, don't bother going out and getting the big one. Anyway, how do you start? Put the water on the boil, of course. And I always salt the water after it starts to boil. And after it starts to boil, put in your angel hair pasta. And this is going to cook fast. This is a, 5 to 7 minute cook time, actually. It's going to cook fast. Now what you're going to do is you're going to put your flour in a bowl, and you're going to put your salt in there, a pinch of salt, maybe a little bit more. And then you're going to peel your shrimp. and you're going to wash them down, pat them dry, and then you're going to melt butter in a large skillet at medium-high heat. You're going to dredge your shrimp in the flour a few times, shake it, shake, 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 get the remnants off, and then you're going to cook it in the butter. You put half a cup of butter in there, or a nice brick of butter, and you're going to work it as quickly as possible. You're not going to cook the shrimp all the way through because you're going to cook that with the pasta here near the end. So get it, you know, about halfway cooked through, 1 to 2 minutes, remove and put it on paper towel, setting aside. Then you're going to stir in that. You're going to stir in the honey and the almonds, and you're going to return to a simmer. And then very carefully, you're going to pour in your amaretto, and you're going to light a match because, poof, you've got fire. That's right. We cook with fire. Ugh. Don't burn down the house. Don't burn the cupboards. Don't do that. Anyway, what you're doing is you're burning off the alcohol. This will quickly burn off the alcohol. And it also, you're going to do a speed reduction. You know, lightly boil for about 2 minutes. So you're going to reduce your sauce. Then you're going to return your shrimp and pasta into the skillet. The shrimp is just about done. You return into both of them into the skillet. You toss, you heat it through, you finish the cooking. You're ready to go. You have a wonderful, sweet, savory, buttery shrimp and pasta with the amaretto sauce and the almondine. This is an addiction. The first time I served it to people, literally, it was an addiction. So be prepared for something like that. And as I said in earlier shows, December, we're going to do pasta. You know, I grew up with pasta. Every Wednesday and Sunday, my mom was Italian, had the big pasta meal. And so we're doing easy things for you in December, easy pasta. Now, here's another one for you. It's buttered noodles. Very easy. Buttered noodles are simple to make with your favorite pasta. Basically, it's butter, Parmesan cheese, salt and pepper. I mean, that's it. You know, your prep time is, this is a few minutes. Your cook time is 15 minutes. Hey, and this is all you're going to need. Fettuccine noodles. I love fettuccine. And fettuccine is not a noodle, but it's pasta. But all you non-Italians, you have to understand that a noodle has a hole in it. It's also known as macaroni. It has a hole in it. It's also known as macaroni. So fettuccine is a pasta. It is not a noodle. But anyway, that's for us purists. So, you're going to need, I'd say, a full cube of butter, and you cut it into pieces. And you're going to need a third of a cup of grated Parmesan cheese fresh. So, go to Fred Meyer's, get the Parmesan cheese, have a grater, be ready to go. And then your salt and fresh ground pepper to taste. So, get all your ingredients, and again, fill your pot with water, bring it to the boil. Once you have it boiling, then you put in your salt for taste. Now, that's a flavor enhancer. It is a flavor enhancer. Your water's boiling. Put your fettuccine in, and you're going to bring it to a boil. And you got to cook it down. You got to get it so where it folds into the water. Cover. Make sure you're not overflowing with your boiled water. And this is going to take cooking about 10 minutes. About 10 minutes. And you're going to pull it out and drain. Then you're going to return the pasta to the pot, and you're going to put in your butter, mix it in. Then you put in your Parmesan cheese, mix it in, then more salt, and your fresh cracked pepper. And I go heavy on the pepper. You're going to pull it out, and this is a wonderful side plate. It's a wonderful starch. It is so good. It's so easy. You're cooking steaks or pork chops or chicken. This is a wonderful side dish. It's a fantastic side dish. So, you're getting me started, Fairbanks. I love pasta. I'm Italian on my mom's side. It's a wonderful comfort food. It's a wonderful elegant food. This is a very nice, elegant side dish. And again, you can go back to KFERradio.com. Go to the audio archives, Fairbanks Foodies. look at different shows, get this show, and learn these recipes. Fantastic. Now, also, we've used shrimp. Let's do a shrimp Alfredo. Now, we're going to take it easy. There are so many ways to make an Alfredo sauce. So what we're going to do here is we're going to get a stick of butter, 2 cups of good whipping cream, or just one of those little, just go get one of those little small containers of whipping cream. It can be thick or it can be the heavy or it can be the non-heavy, doesn't matter. And then you're going to get a few other things, butter. So what you're also going to need is a pound of shrimp. And again, get the, 14, 15 to the 16 size to the pound, count to the pound. That's a medium. And you're going to need some water, some margarine, of course, or butter, a cup of milk, a package of fettuccine. It usually comes in 8 ounces. Again, fettuccine is not a noodle. It's a pasta. And we're going to need some Parmesan cheese. And anyway, this is what we're going to do. We're going to, of course, over low heat, we're going to melt the butter in a skillet. We're going to stir in the whipping cream, and we're going to blend well. Then we're going to add the Parmesan cheese, and we're going to stir until the sauce thickens. We are not boiling this. We're thickening the sauce with more cheese, or thin, or more cream, depending on how you like your sauce. Meanwhile, we're going to boil the fettuccine. So you get your water, put it on the heat. When it comes to the boil, put your salt in. Again, salt after it boils, because this enhances flavor. Once that is going, we're going to put our pasta in. Then what we're going to do is we're going to peel and our shrimp, divide them, and we're going to saute our shrimp up. And sauteing the shrimp, that's also in butter, and we're getting that. And you can add Parmesan cheese to it, black pepper. You're getting that to 2/3 cooked again. Now, what you're going to do is you're going to get this cooked almost done. And when you get you cook this near the end. You cook this near the end, because what you're doing is at the end, you have your fettuccine ready. You have your shrimp ready. And with the shrimp, you've cooked it in your margarine. You've cooked it with your spices in there, it's ready to go. Then you take and you drain your pasta, and you put the pasta in with the shrimp. Then you put your pre-made Alfredo sauce in there, mix it all together, stir it up, see how it is. And if you have to add more cheese to thicken it up, or a little bit more cream to thin it out, this is where you do it. And you're watching your shrimp. You're getting them nice and thick and plump and juicy. You're not overcooking. You are not overcooking your shrimp. Shrimp will finish off in this dish. It's a wonderful dish. It's a headliner. You have shrimp in there. You have pasta. It is wonderful. Actually, the only thing you need with something like this is a Caesar salad, and you got a great dinner. You got a great dinner for 4 people with a Caesar salad. I do this often. One pot meal and a Caesar salad. Fantastic. Fairbanks, that is our show for today. I hope you're enjoying yourself. I hope you're starting to enjoy Christmas. Tonight, I have Christmas with my co-patriots here down at the radio station. There's 8 radio stations plus 2 in Anchorage. We enjoy the camaraderie each other. Shout out to Perry Walling and his wonderful wife who are hosting tonight. And we're going to enjoy ourselves. And I hope you enjoy your Christmas season with friends and colleagues. And I'll see you next Saturday.
You have been listening to Fairbanks Foodies on KFAR Radio 97.5 FM and 660 AM. Also streaming live at KFARradio.com. To hear this or past episodes, go to the archives page on the website. Fairbanks Foodies has been brought to you by Fairbanks Beer, Ivory Jack's, Rat Pack Cigar, and Quality Food Sales.